Jaguru, a message came the other day about masters in body form and a master that has left the body. And I just wanted to read it and kind of reflect a little bit here. My master was in the body form. There was a time I was perfectly happy. But then when I left my master's presence, the world arises. Last year, the ego was growing so much. And so searching for unuseful knowledge and unuseful masters occurred. Started to put a lot of effort in. And by going to other masters and all this effort, it was very difficult to come back to my master. I forgot totally my primary stage. My master left the body. He passed away, or I don't know, he or she passed away 1 month ago. I know that every question arises from the mind and dissolves in the mind. But with my master, it was so easy, dissolved. And Maharaj has spoken about this before, about, you know, what do you mean by living master? You are a living master. Presence within the body form, this is the master. This formless presence, this just I, this sense of existence. This is the master. And I can relate to this a lot because, you know, in 2018, Maharaj left the body. And at the time, there were feelings that were both personal and, I guess, spiritual, because it was a combination like my father, basically, you know, as if there would be a death of my father. I cried, and there was a definite sadness for losing Sri Ramakant Maharaj. Because again, memories came of Maharaj when I had the food poisoning and he took me to the hospital and he gave me the tablets and he really looked after me, made sure my food was good, checked in all the time, made sure I was comfortable. He treated me like a child. That was very, very wonderful. And therefore, it's easy to kind of look for and identify a master as this incredibly godly person, or this incredibly loving person. Because again, master is formless presence. Master knows this completely. Master knows he's not body. And so all body actions are perceived as like this fountain of love and understanding and profound joy. And the deeper reality is, because presence in this body form is operating without any delusion that it's a body or without any delusion of separation, this is just the natural emanation. And that in itself is something. And when experienced, you know, in this body-based material existence, when experienced in that way, that pure love that's so, I suppose every human being is searching for this pure love. And when it's found within the master, it's very natural to identify that this love, this presence is coming from this person. And yet the person that we believe is the master has no doubt they're not a person. And they're painstakingly explaining to you, you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. And again, even then, the death of a master, it's trauma. You know, it's like, oh, I remember we even when Maharaj went to the hospital, we had little vigil and put up videos and there were prayers going out and all the devotees on WhatsApp were, you know, we were all in. And then even one devotee, he was with Maharaj when Maharaj left the body and he and I chatted a bit and he put a funeral pyre, a log on the funeral pyre, or they did. And we have to understand deeply that this is all occurring within the bubble of illusion. It's formless presence. Maharaj knows I'm formless presence, telling you, you're formless presence. And so, and I've told this story before, but I was driving down to go see my son. And as I'm listening to bhajans, because I like to listen to morning bhajans when I'm driving up to Frederick. And as I'm driving, there's like this impression and an understanding comes, like Maharaj did not leave the body. The formless presence that was occupying the body-based form within the illusion, labeled Sri Ramakant Maharaj, this formless presence is no longer expressing in that particular form. And as I was driving, I was looking. And yet this formless presence that at one time was expressing through Sri Ramakant Maharaj, through the form of Sri Ramakant Maharaj, is that same formless presence that is this entire world, that is everything. So now that formless presence is no longer expressing as Sri Ramakant Maharaj, which at one time was believed to be an individual. Now this formless presence is continuing to express as all this world and everything and everyone and all. And even continuing is wrong, because it never wasn't doing that. It was always formless presence. It was my conception for a time, our conception for a time, that this formless presence was expressing as Sri Ramakant Maharaj. And formless presence had no idea it was experiencing Sri Ramakant Maharaj. It was just doing as it does. And this is why, also, especially devotion to the master. There's, for myself, devotion to the master. I have the photographs. Again, I've mentioned every night I bow to each one. Balsev Maharaj, Yuvar Gulingan Maharaj, Balsev Maharaj, Siddhameshwar Maharaj, Nisargadatta Maharaj, Sri Ramakant Maharaj. Throughout the day, yes, Master. Go into a shopping mall, go grocery shopping, whatever. Just kind of dropping back. Normally, there's just a kind of an airy swinging within presence, so there's no sense of something other than this, but there is the opportunity, because of being in body form, to just kind of fall back slightly and be with presence. You know, going grocery shopping, there's a line. Okay, let's in this moment, Let's remain with presence. Oh, there you are, my master. And Maharaja said before, master is formless, master. See yourself as formless. See your master as formless. And there's no separation. And when this kind of spontaneous falling back occurs, there's my master. If I miss my master, okay. That's Sri Ramakant Maharaj. Because this formless presence, when I was first introduced to it in body form, I knew it as Sri Ramakant Maharaj. Sri Ramakant Maharaj knew it as Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. When Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj left the body, obviously, quite obviously, Sri Ramakant Maharaj was able to do very nicely. Sri Ranjit Maharaj left the body. Others were able to do exact. Master is formless. If you miss the master, remain with yourself, the self. If you have questions for the master, remain with yourself, the self. If there's decisions to be made, remain with yourself, the self. This may sound easier than, and then when tried, maybe is not as easy as it sounds, but it's definitely worth the time. Be with you always, and master is there. When there's a situation occurring in the world, pause. Master, what to do? But don't allow mind to sit there and answer with a flow of thoughts. Master, what to do? And the answer comes from within. And the answer is, you are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain body. Spontaneous activity in the moment will occur. You will continue to move on until this body can no longer sustain the essence. You're closer to the master now than, you know, like Sri Ramakant Maharaj. Just before he left the body, I had kind of planned in my own self another trip to India. I thought, oh, I'm going to go see Maharaj, you know. And then I heard he was sick and I said, oh, okay, well. And then he was going to come to America again. They had made another plan. So I was like, oh, this is wonderful. So instead of me going to India, he's going to come here. And then he got very sick and left the body. And yet, had I gotten in a plane and traveled to India and gone to the ashram, I could not have been closer to my master. In this. Jai Guru Mata. Just here. You and the master are one. Jai Sadguru.